This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to On the Record with your host, Astrum Lux Lucis. All right, welcome to another episode of On the Record. I am your host, Astrum Lux Lucis. As we near the end of Season 1 for On the Record, I decided to put together a sampler of my guests' final words of wisdom. If you've ever listened through to the end of the show, you know that I asked the guests to share some final words of wisdom with the listeners. This week's show is a sampling of these inspiring thoughts. We begin with episode 1, in which I interview music industry mogul Ken Cragen. Now, Ken is obviously not a woman. However, he is a big contributor to the eWomen Network, the company that provides me with the platform to produce my show, the EWN Radio Network. And of course, Ken's accomplishments in the music industry are just so phenomenal, I had to interview him. But yes, the show's primary focus is on the ladies of the music and entertainment industries. Here's Ken Cragen sharing on Doing the Impossible from episode 1.
I've found that it's easier to accomplish what people think is impossible than it is to accomplish the ordinary. And it's amazing how this is true. But there's a reason for it. And it really goes back to this whole idea of getting people's attention. Because, you know, you can't get somebody's attention when you're just redoing what was already done. We Are the World was the first time, and certainly in the U.S., that artists like this had ever been brought together, and it stood out as a unique situation. Hands Across America, which I did the next year, you know, getting 6.5 million people to hold hands from New York to L.A. in a continuous line all at the same moment, was completely impossible. And yet it got everybody's attention, it got the media's attention, and it became possible just because it was basically seemingly impossible. So I always tell people, you know, when you start out with a project, how can you make it so exciting? Where's the wow factor? I use a marching band all the time in my lectures. Where's your version of the marching band? Where's your wow factor? Where's something that's going to get people's attention? And think about making it so unique and so big that people say, oh my gosh, how's he ever going to accomplish that? But they pay attention. And the moment, that's the first step, because you can't sell anybody anything unless you get their attention. So mm-hmm. I think that's probably the biggest single thing I would add, now that I've found invaluable. And I do it constantly. I mean, I'm a consultant for a number of nonprofits and for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA on a huge project. And each time when I walk in there, I'm thinking about how do we make this so incredibly unique and special that people are going to go, oh my gosh, how are they going to do that?
Yeah. What do you do when you get naysayers? How do you handle that?
You just have to believe strong enough that you fight your way through that, and you don't let that affect you if you truly believe it. You know, you just don't, I mean, they're always going to be that. They're always going to mm-hmm. be that. They're always going to be people that, we had it very strongly with one particular news person from the LA Times during the We Are the World, Hands Across America days. We had a guy who every article he wrote was something negative, many times what he made up. But we still just fought our way through it and did good work and didn't let it affect us. You know, it was just what we knew we had to do. There's a great Thornton Wilder quote. It's every great thing balances at the razor edge. Every great thing balances at all times on the razor edge of disaster. And it's kind of amazing, but it's what I've found constantly, that the bigger the thing, the more impact it's going to have, the more exciting it's going to be, the better chance we have that it's going to be fraught with issues and crises and dangers and problems. And you just fight your way through them. You just make them happen, make them go away. And, you know, I've been very effective dealing with that over the years.
That's kind of what makes it fun, right? It's like a challenge, like an adventure, you know, the big opportunity, you know, it's once again, it's a mindset, how you look at it, moves you forward in the way you want to go.
Absolutely. I was just talking yesterday to my, gentleman, one of the people I work with on the Jet Propulsion NASA project, and it's a huge project. And I said the exact thing to him. I said, look, you know, we're going to have a lot of crises in this because it's so huge what we're doing and it's so special. There are going to be moments, you know, because he was brought up some things, what if this happens and what about that and so on. And I said, look, we'll deal with them when we get to them. Believe me, we'll have those issues of in some way or form, probably unexpected issues. But I said, you know, we'll deal with it. We will deal with it. And, you know, he agreed. And I just said, I used the Thornton Wilder quote, which I, you know, use all the time. But, you know, it's, you just, you learn that you can control a lot of that. It just takes time and effort and belief and faith that you're going to, that you're doing something important that, that needs to be, needs to happen.
And yeah.
Then you make it happen.
And that was Ken Cragen from episode 1. Episode 2 featured singer-songwriter actor Paulina Logan. Here she is sharing some wisdom on following your instincts.
I would say always listen to your instincts because your gut will tell you if something's not right or if something is right. And every time I have made a mistake where I thought, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, it's been because I was going against what my gut was telling me. So, yeah, I think that as long as you are really clear and honest and follow your instincts, you can't go wrong.
And that was Paulina Logan from episode 2. Episode 3 featured producer, director, and business owner, Adrienne Ashley. She shares, what you focus on expands.
Yeah, if you believe in yourself passionately and you have that certainty, there's nothing that can stop you. So just focus on the positives. Focus on moving forward. A long time ago, a woman that I respect was like, you know, you have a very weird, different, weird, awesome perspective on life. You walk through life believing that everyone likes you, and if they don't, you don't notice. And that has helped me, I think, tremendously in this industry because the people who don't like me, number one, I don't notice, but I don't focus on them. I don't keep them front and center of my mind, and I don't obsess over it. I focus on the people that do like me, the people that are in line with my values, that are going to move whatever it is that I'm doing forward, and I just focus on that movement, and it really helps because you got to cut out the noise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my perspective on life is, if you want to succeed, you need to focus on it. It is true. What you focus on expands. It's the same thing about when you buy the car that you never saw before, and then everybody's driving your car, and you wonder how they all came up with the same idea at the same time. It was already there. You just hadn't decided to focus on it yet. Now you're in love with the car. You see it everywhere. It's the same thing with success. It's the same thing with open doors, okay? You walk through life noticing those open doors, focusing on those open doors, and not in a desperate measure, but really looking at it like, where you see opportunity and focusing on that side of every conversation. And it's not about yes or no. It's not black and white. It's like, how can I serve? Who can I introduce you to? You come at it like that and it just flourishes. Everybody comes back to you that way.
And that was Adrienne Ashley from episode 3. Episode 4 features Sandra Garcia, owner of Conscious PR, a public relations firm. She speaks on the value of hands-on experience.
Experience is the best way to get into it. You can't, of course, go through a program at school. There are a number of PR programs out there, but experience is the best thing, whether that's an internship or Yeah, actually, I'd say an internship is the best way to get in, to get experience. And then, yes, writing, honing your writing skills, even kind of visual work. Like, I've got just super basic Photoshop skills, but some of my past interns have been, like, whizzes on these design programs, and that's helped us and our clients to just kind of increase that visual impact. So if you've got any of those skills, those can be very helpful. And just stay true to yourself, I think. PR is that kind of practice that can apply to a whole different number of industries, whether it's, you know, a boutique agency like ours where you're working on multiple clients at the same time, or your PR in-house for one company and you're only working on that one company and their story. I think just the breadth of experience that you can get will really tell you where you fit in. So experience is the best thing.
And that was Sandra Garcia from episode 4. Episode 5 features Jackie Otero, who is the director of the music industry program at Full Sail University. She talks about letting go of the plan and going with the flow.
You can map out everything that you want to do in life, but you can't predict it, and it's going to completely change, and you're going to end up doing something that maybe you never imagined before, but you kind of just have to go with your gut and go with your passion and see where it takes you. You know, I never thought I would be a teacher. I actually actively did not want to be a teacher, but my love for the music business, it just was so much fun to teach the music business, you know? And I realized how much I love being in a university and working with students and all of that. So it's like, I would have never plotted this for myself, but it actually has worked out perfectly because I think I'm in the perfect position to, you know, support my family and live the family life that I want to, but still kind of keep one foot in the industry. So you just kind of, sometimes you have to let go of the plan a little bit and kind of go with your gut and let it take you where the universe wants to take you.
And that was Jackie Otero from episode 5. Episode 6 features Eileen Hoder. She is a director and producer, and she also owns an awesome bed and breakfast in Mexico. And she talks about making time for you.
I don't know if I've had, I mean, I've lost both my parents, which was not a lesson so much, but a hard, you know, that was quite hard in my life. I luckily took off time from work because I knew my father wasn't going to last that long. And it was 6 series, and I finished after 4 in November. And then my father passed away that February, so I was really glad I did that. It's trying to find balance, and, you know, within yourself, but with your friends and family, and life is short. I mean, the reason we built Mexico, like I just said, we're going to do this, is 3 of my girlfriends ended up getting, in 2013, breast cancer. And it's like, you know, these were all, you know, they say 1 out of 3, and suddenly I had 3 friends with breast cancer. They've all done very well. They've all survived. But it's like, what are we waiting for? This is not, you know, that whole thing. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is your life. Mm-hmm. And so I tend to think, oh, well, no, I've got to work more. I've got to make more money. I've got to do this. And to me, it's like to make sure you're balancing. And, you know, when you say getting back to your childhood, yeah, you need to book time for yourself because that's it. This is it. And, you know, I look at right now when I'm traveling, I do trips that are like, we went to the Galapagos Islands and places, because, you know, when I'm 80, I'm probably not going to be crawling in and out of a little dinghy, you know, so I'm trying to do more of the adventuresome stuff right now. I don't know. Maybe I will be climbing out of a dinghy when I'm 80. But I think it's, you know, and it is important. For instance, if I can give any advice to anybody, and a lot of my friends do this, I celebrate the 27th of every month. That's my favorite number. It's not my birthday. It's just my favorite number. And on the 27th of every month, I treat myself. I might buy flowers. I don't need flowers, but I'm going to buy myself flowers. I might go for a pedicure. I might have a triple K caramel latte, even though I'm not supposed to have that, it doesn't mean that it's like I'm spending $5 million or it's maybe not spending it. Maybe that I just booked the afternoon off. You know, it's not about money, but it's about stopping and, you know, enjoying Eileen or treating Eileen, because I find in my industry too, I'm taking care of everybody. That's what I do, making sure everybody's okay and making sure that I forget about myself. So on the 27th, and a lot of my friends will email me now and say, oh, happy 27th. What are you doing today? Kind of like they know that is my day. And it could just be something small, but it's a treat for me, whatever that might be that day. And it's because birthdays come once a year, and that's not often enough. You need to treat yourself every month, and it has to be just as important as going to the dentist every 6 months or whatever you do once a month, paying your bills. You pay your bills. Don't do it on your favorite day. Pay your bills on a different day. But on the 27th, treat yourself, or whatever day you want to pick. Pick your favorite number and treat yourself. And it should be just as important as any other routine that you have in your work life. And take off early from work one day or don't go in, come in late for, you know, I don't know if that's possible for people with normal jobs, but because it doesn't matter. It doesn't fall on a weekend, but get up an hour earlier and go for a walk that day, or, you know, go sit and watch the sunrise or go sit and watch the sunset that day and just appreciate, you know, your surroundings or whatever it is, but be cognizant that this is your day. That's my biggest advice to anybody in any career, but definitely when you're working crazy hours and 18-hour days and, you know, trying to keep everything, juggling everything, that you need to stop and make sure you've got your day somewhere in there.
And that was Eileen Hoder from Episode 6. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is your host, Astrum Lux Lucis. Did you know this show is totally funded by donations and sponsors? Yes, listener support and sponsor ads is how On the Record stays on the air. I've produced and hosted over 40 shows since July of 2015, and next month marks our one-year anniversary. It also marks contract renewal time, and I need to raise $12,000 to keep On the Record on the air for another year. If you've enjoyed the amazing conversations I've shared with some of the most prominent and successful women in the music and entertainment industry, then please consider making a donation or buying a sponsor spot today. Contact me at astrum@ontherecord.rocks for more information. Again, that's astrum@ontherecord.rocks. Help me keep On the Record on the air for another year.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to step into all of your greatness, to release the confidence that lies within, to stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network International Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year on August 4th through the 7th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you, to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Our world-renowned speakers will teach, inspire, and motivate you to greater heights. Plus, the food, the fun, and entertainment at the best party in town will rock all of your senses. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, the chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. The eWomen Network Conference is the perfect place to make that happen. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Episode 7 features singer, songwriter, and record label owner and executive, Rachel Sage. She talks about staying in touch with your inner kid.
I think, you know, just stay in touch with, like we talked about, that inner, that kid that knew why, you know, he or she wanted to be on a stage and perform or sit and write in a journal and write down poetry, you know, wherever that kid lives and whatever it takes to get back in touch with that. I think that is one of your most valuable assets. And if it's someone in your life who makes you laugh, if it's a romantic relationship you're in, if it's knowing that you need to go out to Coney Island and ride the roller coaster once in a while, whatever it is. You know, that's every bit as important as practicing your instrument, and it's every bit as important as sending out your next newsletter. And it took me a long, long time to figure that out. And I'm still, you know, learning and relearning it. But, you know, you have to have something to write about and to give. So you have to replenish that. And that would be my biggest bit of advice is just, you know, don't burn out because you think that, you know, there's some artificial deadline by when you have to achieve your goals. It's a process, and if you're not having fun and enjoying it along the way, you probably need to make an adjustment somewhere.
And that was Rachel Sage from Episode 7. Episode 8 features Amanda Alexandrakis, who is the owner of Music Promotion, Inc., a full-service radio promotion company. And she talks about stepping into your full value.
The things that I've learned having my own business, and I'll say is, you know, always keep your word. Do what you say you're going to do. Don't make false promises. Be careful who you trust, but still be open enough to be able to be open to new alliances and new partners. But I want to say one thing as being a female in the good old boys music business over this time is there's a term that really bothers me that I've heard over the years, which is when they call you a marketing girl. Oh, we'll just hire a marketing girl. Just hire a marketing girl. And early in my career, you know, I knew that my work was good, and they would call me up wanting to pay me pennies. And they would say, well, we're just going to hire a marketing girl. And I'll tell you what, for the women out there who are doing this, marketing girls are valuable. Do not let them do that to you. It takes, you know, do good work and people will come. I mean, it is the build it and they will come mentality. If you build an army, you build your contacts, and you have a product that's doing well, whether it's a product or a service or anything that you're building up and it's a quality, don't underestimate your worth. And it's very easy to let people try to do that. It took me a long time to not allow people to do that to me. Now if they call me, well, we don't have that budget. I'm like, well, you better save up. You know, I'm sorry. My favorite is, well, we don't have that budget. And I say, well, if you can't afford it, then, you know, you're going to have to save up and come back to us. We're not going anywhere. Well, no, I can afford it. I'm like, well, I don't know what you want from me because this is what it costs, you know. And I think that that's a really hard thing to do, is it's really easy for people to not value this work, you know, in marketing. So, and probably with anything, but don't let people do that to you. Know what your product is. As soon as you undersell it, you're telling people you're not worth it. You know, and there is a point of, okay, you're being ridiculous. You know, you're overcharging. But if you're a fair price, don't sell yourself out for pennies just because you think you have to. You don't. So I think that that's one of the things in my career that I don't let people do that to me. I just say no. And you know what? They find a way to pay the regular price. So, yeah, I think that that's important. It's really easy for that to become an issue, especially in the music business, because not a lot of people have money there. But don't, you know, if you can't stay in business, then what's the point? I mean, you have to be able to make a living off of what you're doing, and don't give away your time. So that's what I would say.
And that was Amanda Alexandrakis from Episode 8. Episode 9 features Sandra D. Robinson, who is an actress. She also now is a business owner. And she talks about be on purpose and trusting your gut.
Just follow your gut and follow your desire, because I truly think that you will, if you trust that you will be led where you're supposed to be. And I know that getting out of your comfort zone, whether it's stepping into a venue you haven't done or leaving somewhere that you've been a long time, to just think, you know, really tap into that. I still believe in the morning rituals. getting in touch with yourself, what you want out of the day. You know, for me, it's getting in touch with God, being grateful and starting your day like that and letting things just sort of lead you. Instead of being a pinball that's being knocked around, just really be purposeful and yet still listen for that still small voice that's going to tell you, yeah, it's time to do this. And step forward and do it, because I do think everybody's here to make an impact, and I think everybody is perfectly qualified to do that.
And that was Sandra D. Robinson from Episode 9. Episode 10 features Pamela Nebiger. Pamela was a former Playboy bunny, and now she is a producer and director. She speaks on We Can Be the Change.
I've been doing a lot of personal development since, well, I think it's probably been about 25 years. I think I've read most books, followed most of the great speakers and writers like Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson, my favorite. For me, all things are spiritual. My work is spiritual. My family is spiritual. My physical being is spiritual to the core. So personal development, that goes right along with all of the spirituality for me. Becoming better every day, trying to become better, always finding new and better ways to be. That would be my personal philosophy.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be able to use all of what I've learned in my work, you know, the hope, the optimism, the knowing that there is better and that there is hope and that we can show whoever's ready to open their eyes that there is. One of the main focuses for me right now is that life doesn't end at 40 or 50. Life begins again. And it can begin again every decade. It can begin again tomorrow. It does begin again, you know. Every day is a new day. And if we look at the world and see the good and see the hope and see the change, and that's our focus, then that's who we are. And who we can become. We can get better at it every day.
And that was Pamela Nebiger from Episode 10. Episode 12 features an interview with Linda Perry. Linda Perry is the former singer of 4-9 Blondes. She's also a producer and singer-songwriter and has produced and co-wrote songs with Pink and Christina Aguilera, just to name a few. She talks about soaking up life. What's been like the hardest lesson for you over your whole career span here?
I'm still in school. You know, I'm still like going through the lessons. And again, I don't see things as mistakes or regrets or, you know, oh, I fucked up. I'm alive, and as long as I'm alive, I will be learning a lesson, and there'll be a greater one tomorrow and the next day and the next day after that. As long as I'm willing and open to evolve, the lessons will just keep coming. So there's no one greater lesson, because I'm still, I haven't had the tomorrow's lesson, and I haven't had the one after that. And so I'm just soaking up life and doing the best with the information as I can. And I'm hoping that, you know, I'm just trying to take it in so I can be the best service to people. Because when we really think about it, most of our decisions, if we're making them for ourselves, it's quite different than we're making decisions that how is this decision I'm going to make benefit the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those decisions, and then there's decisions that we make that, you know, can be more selfish.
that are just about you. So I try to, you know, make decisions that have a bigger, that are more like about the people in my life, the people that I'm going to meet, because I find that when I do things that way, it always comes back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it always
yeah.
helps me. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm really, really focusing a lot on that. And I catch myself in a lot of ways, you know, like something, again, like I said, I'm very reactive, and I catch myself a lot lately, you know, stopping myself from being, you know, a dick and just doing something just to spite, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I will do things. I will let the whole ship go down just to prove a point. You know, I've been like that in the past, and
mm-hmm.
that serves nothing. It strokes my ego. But what good is an ego when you're drowning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I now stop and go look at the bigger picture and watch the movie before I have the reaction. Let's watch this movie, Linda. Your normal movie would be this. Now, okay, that's not sexy. Now let's watch the other movie, how it plays out. You know, it's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
that's way sexier. Oh, that's more of a comedy, a dramedy, or whatever. That's great. I like that one. This one is
yeah.
just, you know, that's bad. That's a kamikaze suicide mission right there. You know, so
mm-hmm.
let's not do that one.
Yeah, yeah. What do you attribute to this mindset?
Life, you
yeah.
know, just again, it's just me being open and
yeah.
and the universe giving me this gift to do that. Like, there's, trust me, there's not a lot of people that, you know, think this way or can do, you know, live life in this manner. There's tons that can, but there's a lot that
mm-hmm.
that can't. And
yeah.
And I just feel so grateful that, you know, something opened my mind. It could have been the acid I took. I don't know. Or it could just be that, you know, I'm, you know, when I was a kid, I thought I was special. And maybe that's just how I'm special. Maybe the
yeah.
songwriting is nothing. Maybe that's not how I'm special. The song, maybe what my gift is that I'm open. And I really do want to be, you know, a good person. I really
yeah.
do. And I don't think I'm 100% there. I'm on my way. But really, that's who I'm trying to be. And you don't need recognition for that. Now,
mm-hmm.
do I love fame? Do I love success? And do I want to win my Lifetime Achievement Award? Yes, and I will. And I will have those achievements. And I will let my ego take that in. But what I won't do is celebrate on my own. I will celebrate every single thing in my life that helped me get to that point. So don't
yeah.
get me wrong. I do have an ego, and I do want those things that are material, but it's, you know, I think those things are healthy. It's healthy to want that, you
mm-hmm.
know, but
yeah.
it's, what you do with it is the other part, like how you
mm-hmm.
run around. Like, I have tons of awards, you know, where they're sitting. And I don't even actually know where they are. They're in some like warehouse or stores. They're not to be seen in my house. They were never to be seen in my studio. They've never been hanging on a wall, ever. They've always been put away because I don't need that to tell me that I'm good.
Mm. Yeah.
But I want certain things. Like, I want my Grammys. I want my Oscar, and I want my Lifetime Achievement Award, and whatever else I can get, I'm going to go get it.
And that was Linda Perry from episode 12. Episode 13 features Bree Noble. Bree is a singer, songwriter, and now also owns a business where she coaches up and coming women in the music industry. Bree talks about following your passion.
I think my final words of wisdom are, figure out what you're passionate about and figure out how to make a living at it. And I mean, it's not that simple, obviously, but I think it can be done. I mean, I'm doing it right now, and I certainly didn't think I'd be able to be doing it, you know, even 10 years ago. So, you know, figure out what you're absolutely passionate about, because you do not want to be spending 50 years of your life doing something that you hate. It's not worth it. It's going to cause health problems. It's going to cause stress in your life. So figure out what it is that you love and figure out a way that you can do that for a living. And there's so many ways to do that nowadays with the internet. There really are. You just need to get creative.
And that was Bree Noble from episode 13. Episode 14, we talk with Jillie Moon, who is a singer, songwriter, and producer. And she talks about dreaming big and being a warrior. She also owns a program called Warrior Girl, where she coaches people in the music and entertainment industry.
I feel, you know, just march to the beat of your own drum. Just dream big and go after what you really want in life. And don't let anyone else tell you that you can't do it. Make sure that dream is current and real and really matching who you are right now. And be brave. Be a warrior.
And that was Jillie Moon from episode 14. Episode 15, we speak with Osha Deemer. Osha is a healer. She heals the healers, as she likes to put it. And she has worked in the Grammys and many behind-the-scenes events. She talks about loving yourself.
It's really about, you know, like we're in a time of self-love and collaboration. And I believe that, you know, for everyone listening, it's just, you know, how much do you really love yourself right now, right this moment? Because I also know that this is true. When everything is completely okay on the inside, it is completely okay on the outside. But if it's chaotic on the inside, it's going to create chaos on the outside. Because we are a reflection and walk into our reflections while we're moving through this world. And so the more we love ourselves, and the more everything is okay on the inside, it creates a gentler, more loving environment to walk through on the outside. And that's what I know is truth. So, yeah.
And that was Osha Deemer from episode 15. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is your host, Astrum Lux Lucis. Did you know this show is totally funded by donations and sponsors? Yes, listener support and sponsor ads is how On the Record stays on the air. I've produced and hosted over 40 shows since July of 2015, and next month marks our one-year anniversary. It also marks contract renewal time, and I need to raise $12,000 to keep On the Record on the air for another year. If you've enjoyed the amazing conversations I've shared with some of the most prominent and successful women in the music and entertainment industry, then please consider making a donation or buying a sponsor spot today. Contact me at astrum@ontherecord.rocks for more information. Again, that's astrum@ontherecord.rocks. Help me keep On the Record on the air for another year.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to step into all of your greatness, to release the confidence that lies within, to stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network International Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year on August 4th through the 7th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Our world-renowned speakers will teach, inspire, and motivate you to greater heights. Plus, the food, the fun, and entertainment at the best party in town will rock all of your senses. Look, no one makes it alone. So it's time to stop trying to be the COE, the chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. The eWomen Network Conference is the perfect place to make that happen. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Episode 16 features Soledad Heron. Soledad is a mogul all on her own. She owns a couple different companies, also produces radio shows and television shows. She talks about being true to yourself.
Probably the best thing somebody could do is to be true to themselves, find out who they are, and you know, and go with it, even in the face of people telling you to quit. Because I've heard for the last 10 years since I left the firm, you know, oh, why don't you go back to doing that? No, you got to listen to that inner voice and go with what's good for you and what you believe in. And, you know, just make it happen. Try and make networks because in the end, the people who support you, you can build bridges together. But just keep going because people will definitely try to deter you. They really will. They'll try to discourage you, but just keep moving ahead.
And that was Soledad Heron from episode 16. Episode 17 features Brandy Amstel. Brandy is a brilliant sculptor and artist. She also produces and directs TV and film. She speaks about nurturing and growing yourself.
Well, what comes to mind right now is really to strive to be the best version of yourself, because when you are working from the overflow of your cup is full and you're working from the overflow, then you have more to give the people that are around you in your life, in your business. And then the more that you can start to look out at the bigger world and the conversations that are out there, I really feel like that when we're able, we're being the best versions of ourselves, living life to the fullest, then we can start to embrace being stewards of the planet and really being able to have more innovative conversations about how to solve some of the issues that we're up against as a society. And so I say that there's nothing better that you can do for yourself, for others, or for the planet than to take care of yourself first and take time to, you know, nurture your body, to nurture your intellect, and to really grow and expand yourself as a human being so that you have more to offer.
Brandy Amstel from episode 17. Episode 18 features Eve Rodriguez and Chris Nine from the punk band Manhole. They talk about sharing yourself and being kind to yourself.
If someone out there is unsure whether they can take on a new instrument or write music, I'd say just do it. I mean, that sounds so cheesy, but anything is possible. You're not too old. You know, I think I've seen, you know, so many friends and colleagues and myself and kids, you know, learn and take on something new and just share it with the world. And I think that we all have so much to gain from that. Just, you know, it's important to share yourself. I feel like, especially in my, you know, younger years, I was very reticent to do that. Music was the only way. And I think that, you know, as I've gotten older and seen so much, it's never too late to do that. So that's it. Eve.
Okay. So I think, I guess for me, more than anything, I think as women, you know I've said this before, we try to take on too much because we want, or not too much, but we take on so much as working women and mothers and musicians, trying to balance it all, you know, trying to make everything work, and then getting down on ourselves when it doesn't, or when, you know, life seems to be chaotic or whatever. The one thing I have to say that I have learned between the time back then when I was in Manhole as to where I am now, which is like a totally different place. I think that I have to remember, or at least I do this more often now, to be kind to myself. You know, and it's okay to screw up, and it's okay if I can't juggle these 10 things that I started off with this morning. You know, I have to be okay with not doing it all, to not being everything to everybody all the time. I think that that is a huge thing. That the biggest advice I could give to any woman, you know, just be yourself and be okay with being yourself, and that's more important than anything else, because like once you're okay with that, everything else will follow suit. Things will happen in their own time. And I just noticed that I was at one point when I was in Manhole, I was really sick and I didn't know it. And it was a lot of mental and physical stress, but that I kept sleeping under the rug. And so now that I took a long break from being a musician, I remarried and I sort of tried to do something else. And now that I'm back into music, I feel like everything just flows so much easier because, you know, if I can do it, you know, I guess I'm in a headspace where, you know, I'm okay with not being able to do it sometimes, or not being able to handle all the things that I used to want to handle being a musician back in the day with Manhole. You know, so we as women, we have to remember to be kind to ourselves, to give ourselves time to take a break, to spend time with our children and love them and read to them, and, you know, and go soak in a hot tub every once in a while or do some yoga or whatever. Not try to squeeze everything into the day, because that will just wreck your health. And I never want to be in that place again. So that's pretty much my advice.
And that was Eve Rodriguez and Chris Nine from the band Manhole on episode 18. Episode 19 features Nikki Glaspie, who's an amazing drummer. She once played drums for Beyonce. She now has her own band called The Nth Power. And she talks about taking care of each other.
I guess this can apply to everyone. You know, not just musicians. I tell musicians this all the time, though. If you want to become a better musician, try to become a better person. And that applies across the board. If you're trying to become a better computer programmer or a better lawyer or a better doctor or anything, if you're trying to become better at anything, try to become better at life, you know? It's like I feel like a lot of people, they walk around, you know, not even knowing, like, what they're supposed to do or why they're here or anything like that. But it's like, just be kind to your fellow man, you know, just be kind to the person that's beside you. You know, if everyone took care of the person to the left or the right of them, then like the world would be fine, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like you have people that are just so consumed with greed and power and money and respect, and it just like it kills us, you know. It's like we're killing ourselves, you know. And it's like it's just such a simple thing or a simple concept to me that I think, you know, that we can grasp is that, hey, man, if the guy beside you doesn't have any food and you have food, you know, give him some. You know, it's like we just need to take care of each other. And, like, that's really it.
And that was Nikki Glaspie from episode 19. Episode 22 features Starla Fortunato. Starla is an amazing celebrity photographer and has a way of capturing the light in people. And she talks about giving yourself permission to begin.
Words of wisdom. Well, I thank you for believing I have wisdom. That's always fun. I would say to all the artists out there, I would say to the troubled teens and children, if you're feeling edgy, if you're feeling like you don't fit in, you're probably an artist. And if you're having an inkling to do something, just get down and do it and allow yourself in the beginning to be awful at it, because we all need to master. Nobody came out painting. Nobody came out photographing of the womb. We all had to start somewhere. and we really need 10,000 hours of mastery, 10,000 hours of practice to master something, our craft. And every craft has a palette. You have your music notes and your sheets, and there's so many things. You have your voice, the different octaves that you can hit. There's just so much. The music choices, and to learn about the genres. I mean, there's such a big difference. And if you draw stick figures, that's okay. We all have to start out with stick figures. So give yourself permission to fail before you can be truly great. And I think that's what I would say. Give yourself permission to begin.
And that was Starla Fortunato from episode 22. Episode 23 features Sirona Elton. Sirona Elton is a music industry mogul. She has worked in several different record companies in the vice president's level. She is also an attorney, and she is now the department chair of the University of Miami's Music Industry Program. And I actually met Sirona when we were in college together way back in mid-90s, let's put it that way. She talks about striving to be awesome.
I don't have anything all that profound, you know, something it's just going to come out kind of silly. It's kind of like, you know, strive to be awesome. Like, don't accept that something is just good enough. Everywhere I go all day, and I'm just one of those hypersensitive people, I see all the things that don't work well. I see them everywhere, right? You know, you'll go get your coffee and you're like, you can just look behind the counter at Starbucks and go, that's not working very efficiently, right? Or that was kind of dumb. Or, you know, like I was at Macy's shopping over, you know, the holiday weekend and the escalator wasn't working. So one of them wasn't working. So they push everybody to the elevator. And I'm like, really? You're going to handle everybody, six people at a time? That's, you know, come on. Like, turn off the escalator. Let people use it like stairs. Like, it was just one of those things that I look at and I go, that's not being done well. And I just think people should really strive to do things well. Do it really well. Don't just do it kind of, that's okay. You know, we need more people who care more about what they're doing and care about doing something in a really smart, really efficient, really awesome way. And so I would just say, strive to be awesome. That would be my words of wisdom.
And that was Sirona Elton from episode 23. Episode 24 features Harriet Schock, who is a singer-songwriter. She was made known through her song Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady, which Helen Reddy went on to win a Grammy for. She speaks about being authentic.
I just love this. I don't like the business, but I love the art form that I am in. I love being a songwriter. I love helping other people get to the next level in their songwriting. And I think the best advice I could give anybody is to just be as authentic as you can, communicate clearly from who you are to somebody specific, and study all the great writers, not just the great songwriters, the novelists, the poets, and the songwriters, and remember that you're doing this because you have to, and don't give up just because nothing's happened this week. You know, this is your chosen art form, and it is your responsibility to do your best at it and continue to do so no matter what.
And that was Harriet Schock from episode 24. Episode 25 features Jay Lane. Jay Lane is an awesome medium, goes around the country giving different seminars. She works with numerology, and she was also in a pretty cool metal band back in the day, too. She talks about think more positively.
People worry so much about so many things, and they tend to carry those burdens, especially, you know, this time of the year and Christmas coming, and those people that have losses, and the people don't seem to be able to get their head above water. It's so difficult to continue. But I always tell people, you really need to think of the things that you want rather than the things that you don't want. You need to get excited about life and know that, you know, clouds are just temporary, and that really if you think –
of the things that you really, really want, that, you know, you can change the energy around you to really create, you know, and manifest those things. So just for people to have a little bit more of an open mind, you know, whether you believe in this stuff or not, but at the end of the day, just, you know, even if you didn't believe in this kind of stuff, just to kind of, you know, think of what you want rather than what you don't want, because it makes such a big difference in the quality of our lives. And it's a tough world out there. It really is. There's so many people that are arguing, and there's wars, and there's terrorism, and there's... So all we really need is to be understanding, because we are so connected to each other. And so, you know, if we're hurting other people, we're essentially hurting ourselves. So, you know, just to think a little bit more positively. And I think that's what I want to tell people.
And that was Jay Lane from episode 25. And that wraps up this week's episode of On the Record. I hope you've enjoyed it, a little departure from our normal interview segments, our interview features. Tune in next week.